Radio Daily for Halfway Day. It's the 19th of October, 2016. Tis all the geek without the wait. Good morning, hello, and shalom with the folks from geekradiodaily.com. Find us on Facebook and Twitter and all those fantastic places. And I know I said we, because I really thought today was going to be a we. But I'm afraid to tell you that sitting here, it's just the wonderful Billy Flynn. But that's all right. We're going to get through this one the absolute best damned way we can. This day, October 19th in 1752, Ben Franklin flies a kite. The kite Franklin famously described in his experiment with the whole lightning and electricity. 1832, Samuel Morse will later cite this date as the day he first conceived of the electric telegraph system. 1860, the first company to manufacture internal combustion engines is founded. 1911, first airplane flight across the U.S. from west to east, departs Los Angeles and lands in Florida in February of the next year. It used to take a while. 1936, the first around-the-world airplane passenger race, using only commercial flying routes, returns to Lakehurst, New Jersey. Herbert Rosslyn Elkins and two reporters had begun the race back on September 30th. 1948, the United States National Bureau of Standards authorizes the construction of the Standards Western Automatic Computer. 1951, all U.S. color television receiver production is halted and banned for the duration of the Korean War. Also in 51, the CBS television network stops broadcasting color television programs. They just started in June, but, you know, Korean War. 1973, U.S. Federal Judge Earl R. Larson vacates the patent on the ENIAC and rules that the Atanasoff-Berry computer built by physicist John Astanoff was in fact the first electronic digital computer. 1976, new U.S. copyright law. President Ford signs into law the first major revision since 1909, extends copyright to 50 years after the author's death and makes provisions for photocopying and television broadcasting. 1985, the first Blockbuster video store opens in Dallas, Texas. 1990, Columbia Pictures releases Night of the Living Dead, the remake, directed by Tom Savini, starring Tony Todd, Patricia Tallman, Tom Tolles, McKee Anderson. It's a really damn good remake, actually. 2002, World Chess Champion Vladimir Kramnik reaches a draw in his 8-game Brains in Bahrain match with the computer program Deep Fritz, with each winning 4. 2004, SNK Playmore releases the Versus Fighting Game Samurai Showdown 5 for the Neo Geo system. It is the last game ever released for the system that had ceased production back in 1997. 2007, 30 Days of Night by Columbia Pictures is released. Josh Hartnett, Melissa George, Danny Houston. It's all right. The comic is much better. Birthdays. Rebecca Ferguson is 33 from The White Queen, Mission Impossible, Rogue Nation. Benjamin Salisbury is 36. That's Brighton on The Nanny. Desmond Harrington is 40 from Ghost Ship, Wrong Turn, Dexter, and Gossip Girl. Chris Kattan is 46 from Saturday Night Live, A Night at the Roxbury, House on Haunted Hill, Undercover Brother, and The Middle. Trey Parker is 47 from Cannibal, The Musical, Orgasmo, South Park, Basketball, Team America. Jon Favreau is 50 from Swingers, Iron Man, I Love You Man, and Chef. Jeremy Swift is 56 from Red Dwarf, Back to Earth, Downton Abbey, and Jupiter Ascending. John Lithgow is 71, The World According to Garp, Twilight Zone the Movie, Harry and the Henderson, Third Rock from the Sun, Shrek, Rise of the Planet of the Apes, the man's been in so much. Michael Gambon is 76 from The Singing Detective and Dumbledore, starting with the Azkaban film. Bernard Hapton is 91 from Get Carter, Gandhi and the Holcroft Covenant. No longer with us, born this date 1433, Marcello Ficini, first translator of Plato's work into Latin. 1688, William Cheseldine, influential in establishing surgery as a scientific medical profession, helped revolutionize medical practices in Japan and China. 1903, Tord Johnson from Shadow of the Thin Man, Bride of the Monster, Plan 9 from Outer Space. 1920, LaWanda Page, best known as Aunt Esther in Sanford and Son. 1928, Lou Schimmer, co-founded the Filmation Company, and 70s cartoons were never the same. 1932, Robert Reed, Mr. Brady on the Brady Bunch, he was in Roots, Rich Man, Poor Man. In 1945, Divine, an American drag queen performer from Mondo Trasho, Multiple Maniacs, Pink Flamingos, and of course, Lust in the Dust. And I promise you, none of that will be on TV this fine, fine evening. Tonight on CBS, it's a new episode of Survivor, followed by the third debate for the presidential candidates of the United States. On ABC, it's The Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, Toy Story's Terror, Toy Story of Terror. The debate will also be on NBC. It's a new episode of The Blind Spot, followed by The Debate once again. A Fox Network with a new Lethal Weapon, followed by The Debate between those two people. The CW is showing a new Arrow and a new Frequency. They are not showing The Debate. Good for them. Freeform. R.L. Stine's Monsterville, Cabinet of Souls. Ooh, we're getting close. AMC, they got another Walking Dead marathon. It's like a new season's coming. Comedy Central, new South Park, and Legends of Chamberlain. FX, it's World War Z. And a new American Horror Story. One of those is really good. FXX, The Internship, followed by a new You're the Worst. FXM needs a little parental guidance. That's clever. IFC will be showing Braveheart. BBC America with Troy. Spike TV for Guys, Gina Rodriguez versus Wilmer Valderrama on Lip Sync Battle and a new That Awkward Game Show. Sci-Fi Channel, it's a new Ghost Hunters, followed by Paranormal Witness. TBS has People of Earth, a sneak peek. This is the show about people at a survivors group who believe they have been kidnapped by aliens. TV Land with Younger and Pastor. Tonight, though, we're going to be watching the Lifetime Movie Network because this evening, a serial killer poses as an ice cream man to get close to his victims. Tonight, Kearney Nelson and Dakota Morrissey star in Cruel.
No blasted lettuce today!
No, there are not, and I am going to say here and now that is the reason that Saucy still can't hobble himself to this table and do it. He thought about it yesterday. He did his notes. I saw it happen. And it just, it didn't work out. Today, no idea. I haven't even seen him. I have no idea if he's even still breathing. Of course he is. We have to keep a positive spin on things. And if you'd like to check in, we'll do that. It's podcast at geekradiodaily.com. We will read your missive. I'll even go read it to him. Kind of like, you know, soft kitty style, if you're really into that kind of thing.
But then again, all good things must come to an end.
Or do they? Two lifelong Star Trek fans boldly explore all aspects of the Star Trek universe each week on the All Good Things Star Trek podcast.
From the deep philosophical issues underlying the Trek universe and philosophy to our favorite episodes, we discuss anything and everything Star Trek.
Download episodes at allgoodthings.podbean.com or subscribe to us on iTunes. The All Good Things Star Trek podcast, boldly going where no podcast has gone before.
Hi, this is Will Wheaton, and you are listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Indeed you are, and welcome back to it. Halfway day, of course, means we've got to go check that long box. Got to support that friendly local neighborhood comic shop.
Actually, I'm looking for a Batman number 14.
That's a very serious book, man.
Serious or not, it doesn't matter. Books are available, including Boom Studios' Hero Bear and the Kid, the 2016 Fall Special. It's an all-new, oversized installment of the Eisner Award-winning all-ages adventure where Tyler and Hero Bear are able to stop dinosaurs that are attacking the parade. But at what cost? You'll find out with a 32-page story, no ads. It's a good time. You should check it out. Chapter House Comics has Die, Kitty, Die. Kitty Ravencraft, a beautiful and magical young witch, is the star of her own popular comic book, and when her publicity-starved, greedy publisher wants to increase interest, he does what many decide to do and tries to kill his character. But how do you kill a witch? Especially a comic book witch. Dun-dun-dun. From the good folks at Dark Horse Comics, Spell on Wheels. Three young witches are robbed of their magical items, and they'll have to hit the road to track down the mysterious thief before he does any damage to or with their many possessions. DC Comics, greatest title of the week, Cave Carson has a cybernetic eye. Cave Carson's done it all. He survived countless adventures below the Earth's surface, met the love of his life, and gotten a cybernetic eye. Somehow. Cave and his wife Eileen send their daughter Chloe off to college. Cave was ready to become another ordinary person in the world, and then Eileen got sick. Newly widowed Cave tries to piece his life back together when a knock on the door of his secret underground lab pulls him back into the past, and he and Eileen thought they had left behind deep within the earth. And Cave's got to determine if his hallucinations have anything to do with his cybernetic eye. I bet you they do. So fun Doom Patrol type stuff. Raven number 2. It's White Carnival part 2. As Raven settles into her new life in San Francisco, one of her classmates goes missing, then another. And when she begins to investigate, she's shocked to learn the disappearance have been happening all over the city, and she's got to discover the truth. Dynamite Entertainment, Kiss number 1. Kiss is back. We talked about this on the show. It's in the future. It's a dark sci-fi adventure in a world without a sun and a world without heroes, and four young friends embark on a dangerous mission to uncover the truth about the mysterious Council of Elders, and they have to learn what exactly is the power of Kiss. Put on one of the albums. It's going to be a damn fine time. Devil's Due Publishing, Lord of Gore, number 1. Decades ago, scandal propelled the Lord of Gore B-movie franchise to mainstream success. In 89, the film's costume slasher actor murdered a young actress in ways worse than his on-screen character. the media went insane. Now, on the cusp of a modern reboot, a struggling screenwriter learns that the deranged star wasn't the only guilty party that night. But before he can share the information, the film slasher seems to have stepped from the screen into real life to stop him. Dynamite Entertainment also has Pathfinder Worldscape No. 1, Dynamite's fantasy adventure crossover that kicks off with the Pathfinders drawn into the mysterious worldscape, where the greatest warriors of Hyboria, Barsoom, Galarian, and Earth clash in an ancient battle of life and death, magic monsters, mysteries, and co-starring Red Sonja. Even has a Pathfinder RPG rules appendix and bonus pull-out poster map. Over at Marvel Comics, the now infamous Iron Man kicks off. He's infamous, so there's nothing else you really need to know about that at all.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world. From a geeky point of view, Scream Queens and Everybody Wants Some actor Glenn Powell is set to co-write a script and potentially star in a live-action Captain Planet movie for Paramount Pictures and for Leonardo DiCaprio's Appian Way Productions. So it's still in talks at the moment, but you know, 1990s cartoon series, it's time for it to come back. You know, they need something besides the wonderful job done by Don Cheadle. The original series had five young people from around the world given magical rings that held the power to control natural elements, and when their powers combined. Previously in development at Sony, the rights lapsed. The new version is said to be a subversive take on the material, set years after the show, and now has the captain as a washed-up has-been who needs the kids more than they need him. So that's an interesting spin on it. Why not? The good folks at Rockstar Games set the internet ablaze the other day when they changed the logo to just an all-red background, getting people hoping with anticipation that what I'm about to tell you is what I was about to tell you. Well, Rockstar Take-Two is announced officially that Red Dead Redemption 2 will be available fall 2017 for both PlayStation 4 and Xbox One. Developed by the creators of Grand Theft Auto and Red Dead Redemption, Red Dead 2 is an epic tale of America's unforgiving heartland. The game's vast and atmospheric world will also provide the foundation for a brand new online multiplayer experience. And then that's where I gotta kind of throw a flag. Part the beauty of Red Dead Redemption was being that solo cowboy doing those missions. I don't know how I feel about a multiplayer to capture that same sort of emotional investment that went in with the rest of it, but it's Red Dead Redemption. We're going to have to find out. So yesterday, many of you were probably like, oh my gosh, I've got to go join that Lightsaber Academy. Let me give them money. Wait. Lucasfilms has filed in federal court alleging not only did the defendants from the Lightsaber Company use the company's trademarks without permission, they also applied to register trademarks for New York Jedi. And the Lightsaber Academy logo is one that Lucasfilm believes looks a lot like the trademarked logo for the Jedi Order. And if you look at it, yeah, it really kind of does. According to the complaint, the defendants have repeatedly sought Lucasfilm's approval to use the trademark terms, but the company has denied those requests. The lawsuit accused the defendants of trademark infringement, dilution, unfair competition, cyber squatting. Lucasfilm is seeking an injunction to stop the defendants from using the marks, along with orders to destroy all infringing materials, transfer the allegedly offending URLs to Lucasfilm, and withdraw all related trademark applications. So one of the greatest training academies ever is just never going to happen. A new paper published in Nature Communications tells about a team of researchers who have identified a previously unknown hybrid species that contains both bison and cattle DNA and kind of solves a long-standing mystery about the origins of the modern European bison. The big clue here was early cave art recorded 21 to 18,000 years ago accurately matched genetic evidence that they had found for a hybrid animal of cattle and bison. And the ages of the painting matched the timeline for the different species that they thought they had. What that means is that about 18,000 years ago, people were seeing the two species transition and their cave paintings reflect this. Today, the European bison survives in protected reserves and forests between Poland and Belarus, and feel free to go paint them sometime. It's very, very relaxing. MIT's fusion program is on some hard times, but it hasn't stopped them from keeping on with what they're doing, including smashing world records and trying to make that dream of limitless carbon-free energy come true. At an International Atomic Energy Summit in Japan this week, researchers involved with MIT's reactor announced that their machine had generated the highest plasma pressure ever recorded. Fusion, of course, is to heat up atoms to 100 million degrees, at which point they rip apart and become a free-flowing mess of photons and electrons called a plasma, and you harness that for energy and huzzah. The problem is to get more out of it than you put into it, you need to achieve a self-sustaining plasma, one that burns on its own with minimal energy inputs. MIT got closer than pretty much anybody has with this fantastic event, right as the feds have shut it off because its funding and stuff has come to an end. So right as we reach a massive milestone, it's time to shut it all down. Damn the man, Empire Records forever. GRD is licensed with the Creative Commons Attribution, non-commercial, non-derivative works, United States 3.0 license. Come check us out on Facebook and on Twitter, and stop by the website at geekradiodaily.com. You know, go see us on Facebook, Twitter. Those are good. But go get the app. The app is fantastic. You get a bell. It's just groovaliciously awesome. And drop us a note, won't you please? It's podcast at geekradiodaily.com. I will be here tomorrow. I have no idea if I can clear something for anyone else to be here, but I'm going to do my damnedest, because I know you get tired of me. So, have a great one, and I at least will catch you the next time I do.
Peace out, player.
Good night, suckers.
Right now, I wish I could crawl in a hole and pull it in after me.
I asked for an army, and all I got was you. You are not enough.
Good night, everybody.
They're going to destroy the forest.
We have to do something. Let our powers combine. Earth, fire,
sea,
water.
Ride!
With your powers combined, I am Captain Planet.
Go Planet!
Well, Planeteers, what seems to be the problem?
They're cutting down the trees.
Then I guess we'll have to plant some more.
Human tree! Tree!
Captain Planet, stop right now! Holy Gaia, that's enough. Stop, Holy Gaia.
Everybody's a tree. I knew I'd do it.
I can't let you do that, Captain.
Anybody else want to go green?
I'm going back up. Don't summon me again unless you're ready for that pain.
The power is mine, bitches.